Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, back to the phones. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Todd L. in Newbridge.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Good. You working hard or hardly working?
Working hard.
You know what that's from, right? It's from Fast Times at Ridgemont House.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Excuse me?
You said Fast Times at, what did you say?
Fast Times at Ridgemont House.
Ridgemont House. No, it's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, it's not. It's House. It's a home for wayward children.
Okay. It's a
right.
It's a high school.
No, it's this home because there were several ne'er-do-wells in this facility. If you recall, there was Damone. There was who else? Brett Ratner. The boy from Mask, the pizza guy.
Yeah.
There was that weird teacher who was married to the woman that Phil Spector would go on to injure. Uh-huh. And then there was Jeff Spicoli.
Yes. Yes. But it was a high school, not a house, but let's go. So yeah. So that,
we could argue that all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
But that leads me to tonight's topic.
Okay. A weirdo, the 50 greatest weirdos of all time. Do you have one, Tom?
Yeah, I do. Sean Penn.
Okay. Yeah, well, tell me why Sean Penn should make the list.
Well, he's an interesting case in that he has that thing where he's normal enough to direct and produce and act in films, yet he also seems like the kind of guy who would, in a second, just shove a Ben and Jerry's employee's face into a tub of Americone Dream, or maybe even Cinderella, or the Tonight Dough, or maybe even a vat of chip off the dough block.
A lot of wordplay at Ben and Jerry's.
I think they hire a person whose sole job is to come up with these brilliant names.
Yeah. Americone Dream.
I just go in sometimes to see if there are new names.
Oh, you just kind of thrill, like you're not even interested in the ice cream.
You almost said I thrill to it, and that's exactly what I do.
You thrill to the new names.
I thrill to it. I'm gonna punch up. My browser crashed. I can't punch it up.
Okay. Well,
I'm just gonna punch up the site. But I'll tell you, getting back to Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Slides between those two personas as if it was as easy as picking a lock or opening a door with a credit card. Mm-hmm. You know, now that I think of it, maybe he's more unhinged than weird.
Okay. He might be. Yeah, I don't know if he makes the list, but
okay.
But you that was oddly specific what you were saying about picking a, like, opening a door with a credit card.
Right. Yeah, or picking a lock.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was it's a shockingly specific for you to do. And you also said it's easy.
Oh, it's very easy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I ought to know.
Why would you know?
Because I'm the Newbridge Stalker.
The Newbridge Stalker.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Newbridge Stalker. I mean, I know there's actually the famous Newbridge Stinkler, who's been breaking into houses that, like, in the Quint cities for years, and kind of just he rummages and steals stuff. But you're the Newbridge stalker.
I'll tell you, man, I'm so sick of this.
Sick of what?
Look, when I signed that first letter to Tripp Whiting at the Newbridge Herald Times Republican Herald back in 2015, I definitely signed it, yours in terror, the Newbridge stalker. But I don't know, maybe the ink got smeared or there was like a weird fold in the note or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but he thought it said the Newbridge stinkler. And I'll tell you, I've sent like 15 or even more, 15, 16, 17 gloat notes to him and the cops and the fire department. But for reasons that are both beyond me and flagrantly annoying, this Newbridge stinkler thing has just stuck. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's been the, like, any newspaper or news thing on TV, they call you the stinkler.
I know. And I don't get stinkler at all. It's not even like a real word.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a, but I always took it as like a, you know, speaking of the wordplay that you enjoy so much, because like a lot of the homeowners who have been kind of victimized by you, they say that there's always like an odd kind of overpowering odor in, you know, after you do your stalkings or whatever you're calling them.
You know, see, this really raises my haunch hackles. I shower my buns off before my missions. I even put on cologne.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's what they're talking about is the, like, what kind of cologne is it?
It's called Odin's Blood.
Yeah.
And a lot of very powerful men wear it. President Trump wears it, Gene Simmons, and Kirk Douglas, they all wear it. And the company slogan is, a powerful man requires an unplaceable odor.
Well, that's a very, that sounds like a polarizing motto or a slogan.
But when you smell it, you never forget it. And it's not bad. It's just, it's odd, but it also commands respect.
So you feel that this, like when you wear it, you kind of people respect you?
Absolutely, and that's why Trump wears it.
Okay, he wears Odin's blood.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think he gets injected with it too. I think it makes him super smart.
Uh huh. That's how you feel about the cologne?
Oh yeah, and the president, he's super smart.
Yeah, yeah, he's super smart. Cool. Look, people can have whatever political belief they have, whatever side of the aisle you're on, but I don't think anybody could argue with that he's super smart.
Oh, I know. Everyone agreed with it.
Uh-huh.
And look, I want to make perfectly clear on one thing, all right? Because it often gets lost in the reportage on the stalker. My missions are 100% nonviolent. And yes, it's true, I do root around a little bit, but that's only natural.
Did you do some rooting around?
I do, yeah, and I'll tell you, I only take things that I can't find anywhere else on the marketplace.
Uh-huh, like what kind of things would you actually take?
Well, like a few things off the top of my head. You know, Vince White, who was one of the guitar players in the last version, the much maligned version of The Clash.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Well, he wrote a very hard-to-find autobiography.
Okay.
And you can't find this thing for under $60 anywhere. So, you know, one of my clients had it, and I relieved him of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What else? A vintage WKRP shirt.
All right.
Okay. A bunch of these Kinder eggs that you can only get in one specific part of Germany.
Okay.
Things like that. And, you know, now that I'm saying it and thinking about it, I actually liberate these things from their non-appreciative owners.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe I should change my handle to the Newbridge Liberator.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a good idea.
The Newbridge Liberator.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And I know you have some some history in the TV world. Can you help me with this rebranding? I think you could really help me with this.
No, I don't want any part of this. I want nothing.
Please.
No, I don't want anything to do with it.
Please, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about you or your liberating or whatever, stealing, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I think you'll be very impressed when you find out just a handful of the Newbridge celebrities I've liberated things from.
Okay, like oh, you know what? Give me an idea of who you've liberated things from.
Well, off the top of my head, Darren Ploppleton, Hippie Johnny, Zachary Brimstead, Iron, Reggie Monroe, Officer Harrops, Keith Garfinkel, Bishop Fontana, Pudge, Barry Dworkin, Elizabeth Holmes. You know, a lot of people don't know that she lives here.
She does. I did not know that.
But when you see her, it's like, oh, my God, that's Elizabeth Holmes.
Huh. Okay.
I've chatted her up a couple times. It's so weird, the voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's super high.
Uh-huh. All right. Who else lives in?
I said, have you seen this HBO documentary on you? And she goes, no, I haven't yet. I don't know if I want to see it or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's known for that voice for making up technology, right? Is that what it was?
Well, that's still up for debate.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the case, that file's not closed yet.
Okay. I didn't watch the documentary, but it seems like it's pretty cut and dried she did.
No. No, go into it with an open mind, and you'll come out of it saying, I don't know, I'm not sold on this.
Okay, I will. I will.
Yeah. Well, I've also rummaged the Gorch's Rascal.
The Gorch.
And I've also, yes. And I've rummaged Bryce Prefontaine's Lean-To.
Okay. Wow,
Didn't take anything, because there was nothing to take.
Mm-hmm. Those are some pretty big luminaries from Newbridge.
Big names, big names. But circling back to tonight's topic,
uh-huh.
I'm actually in this one weirdo's house right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God, this guy's got problems.
Like
problems, how? Problems. Remember that song by the Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
It's a hard-hitting album.
It's, isn't it funny sometimes when people, like, when you, it's, hear how outraged people were about the Sex Pistols, and then, like, you hear it, and you're just kind of like, I think this sounds like Chuck Berry with a worse singer.
Yes, yeah, or you know what? If I didn't know better, I would say this song is a deep cut on Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah.
Like you said, with a bad singer.
And then you're like, well, they must have done other things that would define their body of work, and you're like, oh no, this is the only thing they did.
It's the only thing. Yep.
Yeah, a band with two guys who probably would have rather been in status quo.
Yep.
If they had a chance, mm-hmm. if they could have picked, they would have been in status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who can't sing, and a murderer.
It takes all kinds to form a group, Tom.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it does. You know? I guess who am I to judge?
Yes.
So tell me about the problems in this guy's house.
All right. Well, first of all, I found some great stuff that I have no problem liberating. This guy has a complete set of prog magazines. Like, there's like 100 issues here. And for reasons that I definitely don't even want to think about, this guy has laminated all of them. Each page, very bizarre.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you know the TV show Monk? Remember that show?
Yeah.
This guy has a Monk director's chair with what appears to be at least 5 inches worth of thick, fetid, hardened fudge caked onto it.
Okay.
So weird. But the piece of resistance...
Yeah, what is it?
He has this vault And I cracked it open because that's what I do. I'm good at it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is where either the gold is or the cash.
Mm-hmm.
I open it up. It's chock full. It's stacked
with
wacky packages.
Yeah, yeah. This is my house. You're in. You're in my house. You're in my house right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're in my house. That's my vault.
Are you kidding? Well,
I'm not kidding. That's my vault full of wacky packages.
You know what they say?
What?
Possession is nine tenths of the law, and I possess all of this stuff right now. I'm holding all of it right now, so it's mine.
So, no, it's not. It's mine. It's all mine.
No, it's mine.
It's
okay. Oh, no.
Good. Good. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, he's pulling it. Oh my God. It's Officer Harris. I don't know. He must have been listening to tonight's show on his police scanner. They can do that.
Yeah, yeah, you can. You can tap in.
But I'll tell you what. I made a vow to myself that I'm never going to be caught, ever.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, when I escape into the night, Officer Harris and the entire Quin Cities will never, ever, ever know my real identity.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I can just say that it won't be that difficult. He shouldn't have that hard of a time, because you actually said at the top of the call, Todd L. Like, isn't your real, it's your real first name and initial? So it is. Huh? Todd L.
I'll tell you, man, this thing is turning out just like that Mr. Show sketch where Bob takes this kid hostage and then he sends the family the kid's toe, but it turns out he accidentally let the kid go and sent his own severed toe. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That was a very funny sketch.
Oh, my God. It's not funny when it happens to you in real life, though.
No, that's the thing with comedy is it's... Oh, what's that?
Oh, no, it's Harris and a bunch of these other cops.
Officer Harris?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to say.
What's that, Todd L?
There are days.
Which is from a Mr. Show sketch also. Hello? Well, he's gone. Newbridge Stinkler. Okay, he's gone. How about that? Well, you can put my stuff back.